Hey, I'm back.
And I brought the ice cream. God damn it, I'm really bad at walking upstairs. Okay. Yeah. I promise I didn't eat all of it last night, but don't have like really high expectations because that might disappoint you. And here's yours. Really doing its thing out there, isn't it? I mean, it's good for like the trees and stuff. Like, last couple of days, you know, it was like super dry. Guess this is kind of to balance things out. You know, I used to be kind of scared of thunder and stuff, but something kind of soothing about it too. Kind of worried that the cat will get scared though. Are you too hot, so can I give you some cuddles? Yeah, you sure? Okay, come here. No, now you're gonna get cuddles. Not turning back. Sorry, that's a tickle. You know, it was a really good idea to just stay in. I mean, don't get me wrong, my idea of going on a walk still like, but then like the storm came and then, you know, when I'm on the couch with you it's just there's no real reason to get up except for ice cream. I'm gonna let my melt. Wait. Okay. That's good. Oh. That one was pretty flashy. Nice just looking outside the window. Outside the window? Outside or out the window? Don't tease me, it's late. I'm hot, I need ice cream, can't talk. But if you wouldn't have interrupted me, it's nice just looking out and seeing some clouds. I mean, clouds are pretty nice, you know? Some people are like, oh, clear blue skies. The clouds? Clouds are something pretty too. I mean, on one hand, I suppose it kind of makes you more aware about how, you know, when you look up to the sky, you like look into space, which is kind of scary. So when you see the clouds and like how like relatively close they are to you, it's kind of like feel a bit more protected, like a bit shielded from scary space. You don't have to understand, maybe it's just my mind. Almost got some on my shirt, I'm sorry. Don't mind me. can't be that close because of like the whole rule of time between the flash and the thunder. That's a thing, right? I'm not sure. I'm sorry, I'm just rattling on about nothing. I know you feel like inviting me over before. Just hanging out a bit, but if you don't want to like do anything, that's okay too. I can just be quiet and eat my ice cream. I'll be more than content with just eating ice cream with you. I mean, as long as you know that. Oh, that's good. I'm kind of like worried sometimes that when I'm with other people that I don't really know what the exact balance should be between like chatting and being able to talk and stuff and just being quiet. Right? No. It's good to know you understand. No. If you want to talk about something, you can. You know that, right? Like, I know you know, but like, you know, right? I mean, God knows I've like talked shit about like colleagues and stuff for hours, so you kind of have the right to talk to me if something is on your mind. You know, that shirt is really nice. Yeah, like, and I know it's like a comfy shirt, but it's nice. It suits you. Hey, why can't I just give you a simple compliment about your superior fashion taste?
Good, you totally do have the superior fashion taste. My fashion is just wearing jeans and having a like funky shirt tucked into them. Oh, you know I have like the worst shirts.
I know. But that's what makes them fun to wear though. Like, they're so ugly that it's just art.
Yeah.
I don't know. Clothes do have to have some sort of like, functionality, but it's fun if that, like, fun too. Just coming a bit closer.
I'm sorry. Trying not to sit on your foot, but it's hard.
Hey, it's not like it's comfy for me. Like, I'm not doing it on purpose.
I'm not trying to say that your foot is uncomfy, but it kind of is, you know? If you just have so many bones in them, like, all sticking out and stuff, it's not nice to sit on!
Hey. No, I've made it sound weird, but it's like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean. Don't pretend you don't. Hey, why are you like defending feet so much? Do you like have something to tell me? No king shaming me. If you have a foot fetish, it's safe to tell me. You don't have to worry about that. I mean, come on, it's me. I think I like socks too much to like have a foot fetish though. I mean, socks are cool. Oh, that was a gross sound. I'm sorry. I like socks. I mean, maybe it's because my mom like used to knit them all the time. So like I have a deeper understanding of socks. Like, you know, with the heel and stuff, like the triangle shape, and they have to like get more stitches from that like edge and I know all the tricks. Yeah. I'm sorry. I've knitted a pair of socks. Yeah. Impressive, right? It's been like a while though, and they were like bigger fuzzy socks. Because like the yarn is thicker, they're like done with less stitches. So it's a bit easier. But I like them. Chunky socks, like house socks. Everyone should have fuzzy, cozy house socks. Do you have like house socks? You know what I mean, right? Yeah. Yeah. What do you think is the ultimate color for a house sock? Because on hand, I'm like thinking more of like a blue. Then like yellow is like a cozy color, but on the other hand, yellow it just looks like it like was white and then it got dirty, you know? Because you don't have like a lot of bright yellow yarn. Ooh, but a red, like a darker, like not necessarily maroon, but like maybe like kind of wine red. That could be cool. Totally. You could just have rainbow socks. Hanging out with you. It's nice. Not just because of the ice cream, I'll shut up for a bit, okay? If you want to talk, that's still fine, but I'm gonna shut up. You almost done with your ice cream? Give it to me though. Bring it to the kitchen.
Thank you.
See you in a bit.